the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The Chinese president will attend the opening ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. Xi Jinping will also attend a reception for foreign dignitaries attending the opening of the Games, and they'll participate in a series of bilateral meetings between February 4th and 6th. More than 30 heads of state, heads of governments, royal family members, and leaders of international organizations will attend the opening ceremony and related activities. The National Speed Skating Oval, also known as the Ice Ribbon, is now open to Beijing Winter Olympic competitors for training. The Italian squad was the first team to have a practice session at the new venue.
The venue is fantastic. The color is incredible. It will be really nice to skate. And we just landed today, so the feeling was as good and as not, but the good part was for the ice. So tomorrow we will skate again, so for sure we'll be much better.
Tongan Prime Minister Saoci Sovaleni says that disaster relief supplies delivered by China help a lot as Tonga deals with damage caused by the volcanic eruptions. Sovaleni made the remarks following the arrival of a new batch of Chinese supplies.
Supplies sent over from Fiji by the mission, the Chinese mission in Fiji helped a lot. It caters for our immediate needs, like food and water. The supplies sent here by this huge plane here actually will cover the temporary shelters and the temporary beds and so forth. So I think what we're getting right now covers our immediate needs.
Fiji is playing a major role in collecting and transporting international aid for Tonga. Military personnel and volunteers are doing everything they can to make sure the donations can go to tsunami-hit Tonga as soon as possible, Greg Navarro reports.
Grounds of a parking lot on the outskirts of Suva have become ground zero for relief efforts carried out with military precision. The Fijian military has been called in to assist with loading critical supplies into shipping containers bound for Tonga. Volunteer Feng Lu was among the dozens of people coordinating supplies bought by the Chinese embassy here with donations from Fiji's Chinese community.
In 3 days, we donated 1,600 cartons of water and some 600 buckets of crackers.
Nearby representatives from the Indonesian government prepared boxes of essential goods to be loaded into shipping containers.
While Fiji is providing the facilitation to send over some supplies, I thought colleagues, I asked them if they wish to send some, basic stuff, basic needs that we can hand over to our brothers and sisters in Tonga.
These containers will be loaded onto ships in the coming days. Organizers say the need for help in Tonga is so great, there's little chance the grounds here will be turned back into a parking lot anytime soon.
A white paper on China's space programs says the country plans to focus on areas such as the space transport system and deep space exploration in the next 5 years. It also says China welcomes international cooperation in the Lunar Research Station project. Sun Ye reports.
According to this white paper, it itself described those achievements as groundbreaking and making huge leaps. And some of those that rise to our minds immediately, of course, the longest as of yet stay for Chinese taikonauts in space. They're still there now and making new history every day. And then the 3-in-1 Mars mission that is still sending back unprecedented amount of data to Earth every day. But besides that, according to the white paper, there are just so much more to look forward to in the next 5 years. Now, starting with the manned space mission, the Wentian and Mengtian module will be launched, and the Shentian space telescope will launch. And as is the norm with the manned space mission, Shenzhou spacecraft and Tianzhou cargo ship, they will launch. And in the next 5 years, China's space station will be completed, and the taikonauts and astronauts will be operating long-term there. They will be operating and be able to attempt large-scale scientific experiments there. And going further into space, now China, in the next 5 years, the Chang'e 6 probe will bring back samples from the polar region of the moon.
China media groups released a list of Chinese language programs to be highlighted this year. CMG President Chen Haisheng attended the launch ceremony in Beijing, which introduced 20 programs in 4 categories. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.